This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000 here in Lansing. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
You had an interesting weekend, a little out of the ordinary for you. You took, I believe, three carloads of union workers up to Wisconsin to join in and lend support to the folks there.
Yeah, we did. We left actually at 4 a.m. Friday, and we drove out of the local 6000, and we had about nine state employees meet from the Lansing location. And everybody took their own personal vacation day and changed their schedules to go. And then we met up with somebody on the west side of Kalamazoo and arrived in Madison and actually had another car from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan State employees that came down to join in the protests. In the Badger State, it was a great experience.
And what was the general mood when you got there? I mean, were the crowds, I mean, we've seen live video, so we know they're there. Were the crowds still pretty big on Friday?
Well, you know, they really were. And so when we got up to the Capitol in Madison, we could see various people walking around with signs supporting collective bargaining and identifying where they're from. And it was really cool because when we first came up to the doors of the Capitol, we heard these bagpipes. And sure enough, there was a whole team of firefighters marching into the Capitol Rotunda. And, you know, the crowd just parted like the Red Sea. And then after they went in, we sort of followed them inside. And it was really an awesome experience because when you got inside the Capitol, there was three different levels or three tiers, and it was jam-packed with people hanging over the balcony, and everybody was chanting slogans, and it was really a great experience.
Well, and were you allowed to speak to the crowd there in the rotunda?
We sure were, Cheryl, and as a matter of fact, we sort of became mini celebrities because, of course, we had the UAW Local 6000 posters that we had made with our various things we wrote on them. Like, for example, we said Michigan public employees support Wisconsin public employees, so people knew we were from Michigan. And as a matter of fact, what they did is they led us to the middle of the rotunda, and they actually gave the microphone to me, and I told them that the UAW Local 6000 and all people in Michigan were watching across the lake, and we support them, and we don't want them to give up the fight for collective bargaining.
Do you think the people in Wisconsin, the folks there who are rallying, are they getting weary both physically and emotionally in this battle?
You know, it's I'm not sure. I mean, we were there on Friday, and of course, you know, that's been 2 days since then. But you know, people seem really energized, and it was really cool because what they were doing is they had drummers on the bottom of the rotunda floor, and so they would say something like, for example, how much is a teacher worth? And then the entire crowd would chant priceless, and then they play the drum, or they'll say something like, this is what democracy looks like, and they'd have the drums going and it would echo. And a lot of times you go to rallies and 25% or 10% of the people sort of chant, but I'm telling you, Cheryl, at that particular day, everybody was chanting. It was really emotional. And, you know, the great thing was you had all kinds of different people. You had firefighters, policemen, social workers, teachers, you know, all kinds of working people standing up for working families to protect collective bargaining rights. And that's something that we hold near and dear, obviously, here in Michigan and with the UAW Local 6000.
Do the folks there still feel like that this is about collective bargaining? I mean, there's been talk, of course, about it simply being union busting on the part of Governor Walker. Do they still feel it's about collective bargaining, or has it shifted?
You know, I think it's about collective bargaining. I'll tell you why. You know, different unions in Wisconsin have already indicated they're willing to talk with their governor about concessions in terms of pay and benefits. But he's insisting on collective bargaining, which is, you know, a fundamental right. And collective bargaining is something that is good for all working families, whether you're in a union or not, because if you take away workers' ability to come together and have a collective voice, you know, it becomes somewhat of a race to the bottom. And I think that's the difference. You know, here in Michigan, Governor Snyder, of course, have asked us for concessions, $180 million. But the difference is they're not saying we're coming here to take away your rights to organize or to bargain in good faith. You know, Governor Snyder said, you know, this needs to be done at the bargaining table. And that's the major difference between what's happening in Wisconsin and Michigan. But we wanted to go to Wisconsin because we wanted to show the good folks there that people in Michigan support them. And we don't want, you know, to start losing our rights in Wisconsin, then see it spread across the country. So that's again why we went.
Is there any sign of compromise between Governor Walker and the folks rallying? Do you see or hear anything about that on your trip there?
Well, not on my trip. You know, when we were there, it was mostly, you know, chanting, and a lot of people were thanking us. As a matter of fact, a lot of people pulled us aside and asked us where we're from, and we explained to them we're state employees from you know, quite a few of us were from Lansing. Some of us were from, you know, Kalamazoo area, and asking them what their jobs were and things like that. It wasn't a lot of strategy, but I see in the papers and stuff today that some of the Republican, or at least one Republican senator, is actually thinking about siding with the folks that are protesting and thinking, well, maybe they are asking a little too much. And of course, you may or may not know that 14 Democratic senators have fled the state, so they cannot have a quorum, so they can't have a vote. And I see today in the New York Times that the mayor of New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, has said, you know, the best way to resolve these budget deficits is actually to sit down at the bargaining table. So we're hoping that, you know, Governor Walker in Wisconsin can maybe drop the collective bargaining piece and sit down and work with his unions, because we don't want to see that trend like that start anywhere in America.
Well, and I have had I've had two senators on from Wisconsin, a Republican and a Democrat, and I'm hoping to have my Democratic senator friend back on the show tomorrow to see, you know, how on earth, you know, how long they can hold out, how long they plan to do this. There was talk that the governor was going to have folks leave the Capitol and not be able to stay there anymore. It seems like he kind of changed his mind on that, and there were folks still sleeping in the rotunda. Did you witness this as well, folks? Kind of set up there?
Yeah, when we were there, when you would move away from, you know, the balcony part or real close rotunda, and you could see the people who were camping out. I mean, they had sleeping bags and mattresses and food, and it was, you know, you could tell that they had been living there. You know, listening to the news reports, they were thinking about moving them out on Sunday, but then I guess the police decided at the end that, to allow them to stay. But I can tell you this, the people who were there seemed extremely committed, and it was not just young people. I mean, it was retirees, it was all kinds of different professions. Obviously, there were a lot of teachers and Wisconsin state employees, but you also had the building trade folks there, the electricians, and it was really a powerful experience, because it was really great to see people standing in unity. And I think everybody can rally around the idea of, you know, protect collective bargaining for working families. Hey, everybody understands that the states in America right now are having budget deficits, but that doesn't mean let's, you know, take away people's rights.
Now, one area or one of the things going on up there that we saw a video of that, you know, we witnessed on various news sources was doctors handing out notes for how long people wanted to be out. Did you witness that at all or see any of that?
You know, we did not witness that. I did see news reports of that. And the other thing, too, is that I also wanted to be clear, Cheryl, you know, this was something that we did on our own. It wasn't anything where any of our, you know, us here from Michigan used state time or the union paper. This was things we all did on our own. But no, I did not see any doctors, but I have seen reports of that in the media.
And I'm glad you did make that clarification. And you had said earlier in our chat tonight that the folks who went took a day. I mean, they took their own day unpaid to go do this. And I think it's just important to make sure we're accurate about that. Obviously, well, I won't say obviously. You folks feel it was worth the trip?
You know what? It was a great experience. As a matter of fact, I had met with two of the people that went with me this weekend, and they said the same thing. You know, it was really moving. And, again, to see the variety of people coming together on one cause. You know, you had the different types of professions, every kind of profession there. And, you know, and everybody, it was really nonviolent. I mean, I've heard these reports, there was like profane language and some people are getting out of hand. But, you know, we really didn't see it. I mean, there was just a lot of chanting and it seemed to be a positive experience. I mean, I was just there one day, but that was my impression.
How long do you think this can go on? I mean, my recollection is this started about the 15th of the month. We're 13 days in. How long do you think this can go?
You know, again, I think it boils down to collective bargaining. I mean, and what, you know, for people that don't understand what that means, collective bargaining means really the ability for common people, working people to come together to sit down with their employer, whether that be public or private, and to negotiate a fair wage. And I think there's a big difference in asking people to cut their pay and give benefits up to help everybody, help the state close the budget gap. But this is completely different. This is, we're going to take away that right. And I think it, you know, that means a lot to people. And, you know, working families understand that, you know, we're better off when we can speak as a voice or at least have the option to be heard. And one thing that Mayor Bloomberg said in this piece in the New York Times today was, you know, they actually have had success at the bargaining table finding ways, you know, because what happens is when you have an agreement, it ultimately goes back out to the members to ratify, and then everybody buys into it. So, for example, if we're here in Michigan and we're going to be asked to make pay cuts and wage health care concessions, you know, it's one thing to have that jammed down your throat, but it's another thing to say to the members, hey, we've sat down with the governor. This is what the financial situation looks like in Michigan. Do you guys think this is fair or not? And then ultimately give everybody a chance to cast their vote. And, I mean, I think that's the difference. Now, mm-hmm. Of course, you know, it's going to be hard to do even here in Michigan, but, that, you know, again, it's about collective bargaining.
Well, Ray, I appreciate your time, as always, to keep us on top of the story, and we'll look forward to talking to you with again as we have further developments. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Ray Holman, Legislative Liaison, UAW 6000. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.